Also, I'm thinking about the feeling of anger and what it means. I think lots of people act on their sexual attraction to someone based on their sexual desire. And they don't know this person. It takes a long time to get to know someone. And that can't happen until you know yourself. And that takes time. So be careful with who you share your sexual energy with. Because sexual energy acted upon leads to babies, decisions about babies before they're born, after they're born. And either before or after they're born, life decisions are being made. Be careful with that. It's not to be treaded upon lightly. This goes deep, real deep. So really consider who you want to share your sexual energy with. It's very, very important. Very, very important. And think for me, what I'm thinking about lately is maybe my son and I going off for a little while, focusing on each other, mainly me focusing on him focusing on everything. Me just really, really getting into loving him. With the possibility of intimacy with other people, it doesn't necessarily have to be physical. But sensuality, community. And if I kissed someone and held their hand and got to dance with them, I would love that. I would feel fulfilled. And I hope everyone can get to a place where there's no such thing as sexual fulfillment. We fulfill ourselves by first taking care of ourselves and then taking care of other people. And after knowing some people for a really long time, after knowing ourselves, then we consider reproduction with them. Because we're not just having sex, we're promoting reproduction. So, for this reason, I promote pro-abstinence.